The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and major public research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries at UWM today. Here's the host of UWM Today, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications.
Every day, faculty at universities across the country engage in important research that helps all of us better understand the world that we live in. That research can also result in practical solutions to problems that cost businesses a lot of money. On this edition of our program, we're going to meet a UWM scientist who's partnering with Snap-on Tools, the Kenosha-based manufacturer, to help make a new wrench that utilities across the country can't wait to get their hands on. Joining us in the studio is Naira Campbell-Kurigan, UWM's associate professor and chair of the Industrial and Manufacturing Engineering Department in the College of Engineering and Applied Science. And with us, Andy Lobo. Andy is the director of product management and development at Snap-on Industrial in Kenosha. Welcome to both of you. Great to have you on the program today. And we're talking about a tool, and more specifically, Naira, we're talking about a wrench. Tell us the story.
Well, through many years, previous years of my work with utilities, we start noticing a tremendous amount of injuries happen to workers during gas meter changeout task. And we just decided to do something about that, something smart, and we came up with several different ideas and ended up with many prototypes of engineered product, and one of them is today with us in studio.
And it literally is in the studio. I wish our listeners, this is one of the few times I wish we had pictures to go along with the radio, because Andy from Snap-on Tools brought along the prototype, and it's sitting on the counter in front of us, and it's very attractive looking as tools go. It looks pretty sophisticated because it's a wrench, but it's not just your normal run-of-the-mill wrench. Andy, give us a description of what's in front of you.
Right. Basically, it's a aluminum shaft with, you know, a pocket sort of in the end in which several types of interchangeable heads can snap in and out. So the wrench is adapted. There's four sort of adapters that we brought into the studio. Two for going over pipe fittings, and then two for turning valves in the field. But the wrench is made mostly of aluminum, so it's sort of lightweight, but it's robust. It's very big and sort of stout in your hands.
And I'm suggesting that our listeners imagine a short baseball bat. You know, there's a good long column, a tube of metal that's you actually slide the wrench head into, and it looks like you could go ahead and hit the baseball pretty far out of the park with the metal tube. What's the notion behind having that really long extension handle?
Well, the idea about the longer handle is that the longer the handle, the greater the leverage you can put, or the more torque you can apply to the fitting that you're trying to work on. So I think that's important, and Dr. Campbell may mention this a little bit, but we're trying to reduce some strain in folks' shoulders, so we're trying to give them a little bit of a mechanical advantage by giving them a slightly longer handle.
Well, Naira, you talked about this being of help to the gas utilities companies, because everybody who has natural gas, and many of us do in this part of the country, have those meters hanging outside your home. And I remember 2 years ago, I live here in Milwaukee, and 2 years ago, they came to replace the meter outside my home, and I marveled at how much physical labor was involved in this. I mean, it was a cold day. It was in January. I couldn't believe they were doing this when the temperatures were down, but they did. And these guys were sweating as they were pulling away. That process of changing out those meters can and have caused a lot of injuries, haven't they?
Yes, they do. And a lot of times, the customer or the people put plant bushes in front of the meters, and they try to hide them behind some more prettier items, and it reduces also accessibility to the gas meter. But I think the longer handle and also the whole concept of the head that fits perfectly on a bolt eliminates possibility of wrench slipping and causing shoulder or hand injuries.
And those injuries can be really expensive when they happen, can't they?
Yeah, for example, on average, one shoulder injury, severe injury, may cost from $40,000 to $70,000.
Good Lord. So having the right tool literally can make the difference between someone working successfully, injury-free, or else not only being out of work, but costing the company a lot of money. So, Naira, tell us about this particular product. You're an engineer, and you look at creating new ways of making lots of different things. Why for the utility industry? What was it? Did they come to you? Did you hear that there was a need? Or did you just think that this might be a good idea? I'm interested in that creative process.
Well, our team worked with utilities for many years, and since I moved to Milwaukee, we started a new consortium called CARGI, Consortium for Advanced Research in Gas Industry. Since then, we actually worked with all sectors of energy or power utilities. But we started with gas because majority of injury or gas has highest incidence rates. Gas sector has highest incident rate. So, and we noticed that because meter changeout is such a common procedure, there are hundreds of thousands of meters in Milwaukee that will be changed throughout next year. So it gives a possibility for high rate of injury just because of that task.
Let's talk a little bit about the consortium, the way in which utilities have banded together to try to, I guess, help each other, right? It's not just one company that wants the wrench. It's many. Andy?
Yeah. Well, I think Dr. Campbell's probably a little more versed on the consortium, but what I will say is that the idea of observing folks and doing that work and seeing the trouble that they have, you know, it's a pretty, as you mentioned, it's a pretty involved process changing out something as simple as a meter. I mean, there's five or six couplings that you got to change out, and you're dealing with natural gas. So that's potentially pretty dangerous stuff if you're not careful. But it's really interesting to us to be able to help these folks out and just make their lives a little bit easier. And I think the consortium is one of the ways that the gas industry sort of helps itself, and with connections to education like the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, that consortium sort of drives, I guess, standards and conversations about how to make work easier and safer.
Naira, when you came to UWM and joined the College of Engineering, were you drawn here because of the partnerships that the university has with industry? Was that one of the important factors that allowed you to see your career grow and expand?
I think one of the biggest potentials that I saw was proximity of UWM to industrial world, yes.
That makes a big difference, being able to see the practical application of the ideas that come out of the laboratory, right?
That's right. And today, you know, consortium grew bigger, and CARGI is today made up of 200 companies, and it focuses on worker safety through training in areas as electric and gas and renewable energy as well as energy generation power plants.
Naira, those 200 companies, are they from around the country or primarily located here in the Midwest?
No, they're all from all over the United States, and we also have some partners, utility partners internationally.
Wow, that's a marvelous way for them to collaborate then in terms of, in this case, trying to prevent injuries.
That's right.
Andy, I want to talk a bit about Snap-on's role here. Mm-hmm. You represent this nearly $3 billion company, and I'm curious what the draw was for Snap-on to partner both with the consortium and with Naira and her colleagues.
Sure. Well, Snap-on's interested in trying to make the lives of people doing serious tasks easier and safer. That's really what we do. I mean, we've been doing this since the 1920s when the company founded. So the idea of connecting with a customer, especially in an industry that is important to us, the gas industry, Snap-on's traditionally been in the automotive. Everyone knows Snap-on's presence in the ubiquitous white vans driving around.
White vans and those great toolboxes in every auto shop, it seems, right?
Right. This is a little bit different industry than that. This is one that is energy and utilities and natural gas. And this is one that we're interested in expanding into. And the idea of having eyes on the task to provide a practical solution to help the work go a little easier, a little faster, a little safer is one that's really interesting to us, and that's really just what we're all about.
Well, and you have your own R&D operation too, right?
Sure.
So how does that work when you've got your own scientists or engineers thinking about that next line of products? And so how do you make that connection with people back at the university?
Well, I'm not sure where the connection originally started with the university. Dr. Campbell and I were introduced through some mutual colleagues, and she showed me the idea, and it was instantly interesting to me because the idea that, hearing what she observed in the field with these guys hurting their shoulders and causing and the way that they're doing the work today causing them a lot of strife and trouble. And she's come up with a way to do that. Now, Snap-on's, she's handed over some initial designs, and Snap-on's going to refine it a bit and, make a few adjustments to it before it actually gets commercialized. But it's really interesting to us to make the lives of the technician, the guy doing the task, make his life just a little bit easier.
Yeah,
through a tool that's pretty as simple as a wrench, you know.
Although it is quite elegant looking, I'm jealous. I wish I have a grandfather. My grandfather, who of course has passed many years ago, came over from Slovakia, and as I was growing up, he worked at the Ladish Company as a toolmaker. And when he passed away, we discovered that he had made most of the tools in his basement. Because that's just what he did. You found a way to go ahead and make things happen. And as I take a look at these models here, it reminds me of some of the products that came out of his hands because he saw that there was something he needed to just fit back in there. And my dad tells stories of him tinkering away in the basement. In this case, you've taken that tinkering to a whole new level because it's tied in to science, where Naira, you're actually looking at the ergonomic impact of the design, not just can this wrench fit over the valve or over the bolt, but how will it work when you begin making the body motions to actually turn things. So there's a lot of science involved in that, isn't there?
That's correct. The wrench underwent a lot of different testing in laboratory conditions where we put sensors on the body and collect muscle activity or response during wrenching task.
So it's not just a matter of asking someone, how does it feel? You're actually measuring the muscle movements.
Well, it is very important to ask that question too, but I think to quantify the response of the body to a variety of different conditions is also gives us a better validation or, that this wrench is better than any other wrench on the market today.
Terrific. You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. So good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack, and joining us in the studio is Naira Campbell-Kurigan. She's an associate professor and chair of UWM's Industrial and Manufacturing Engineering Department in the College of Engineering, and Andy Lobo. Andy is director of product management and development at the Snap-on International company. I'm sorry, Snap-on Industrial in Kenosha, although it is an international company, with nearly $3 billion in sales and one of the great manufacturers that is the backbone of that industry here in Wisconsin. Naira, I want to talk to you a little bit about the role that you have been able to play, not just in terms of helping companies like Snap-on as they look for new products to get into the marketplace, but also the fact that you're actually a wonderful role model of what the university is trying to do in terms of bringing more women into engineering. That that is of special need or interest as we look at the United States remaining competitive. Talk to us a bit about women engineers these days.
There's not many of us. Women usually don't choose engineering as a profession. But there are a lot of actually women inventors too since 1800s, and I know one of the tools like circular saw, for example, was invented by Tabitha Babbitt in 1800s. I was inspired by a lot of women inventors, and I think since I was little, I always wanted to make something cool, and I think that's how I chose the profession to begin with.
Could you talk about today the reaction that you get from women students seeing you in the classroom? Do you think you serve as a role model for women who might not be sure whether or not this is a profession that they belong in or that they want to make a career in?
I hope so. I hope some women find me being a role model. But it is very important that we let women know that it is not only possible, but increasingly common for women to be inventors in all fields, especially in chemistry. There are a lot of women inventors. So every year, more and more women are receiving patents and starting their own companies. And I guess my message is, if you have a good idea, don't be afraid to pursue it.
Would love to talk to you a bit about your students. How do the students react to the work of creating these, in this case, a new wrench? Do they have a hands-on role in the process?
Absolutely. All inventions in our laboratory or our team is teamwork. And we have students from freshman to graduate level. And you probably should come and see the eyes of freshmen when they actually discover something new. They're really, it changes their attitude towards research. So, and I'm very happy that today it is possible to give that opportunity to our freshmen at UWM. I think that undergraduate research program is one of the most amazing programs that will pay off.
You know, I've taken folks on tours through many of our laboratories, members of the legislature, members of the community, and they always walk away amazed that we, in fact, do allow 18, 19, 20-year-olds, those freshmen and sophomores who you might think are just kind of learning about the world, let alone trying to figure out what they want to do in that world. They're actually in these laboratories doing some amazing things.
Yes. Actually, today I was driving and the weather was, it's very cold and gray outside. And I was thinking about windshield wipers. Do you know who invented windshield wipers? A woman, Mary Anderson, and she is the Anko Corporation. Actually, she started the Anko Corporation. So, so think about every day, like you do stuff and you look around and you go through different, you know, experiences. And there's so many women who made a difference in our lives, but we don't know that. And I, as an educator, for me, it's also very important to let my students know that it is possible. And they should look at things outside of their box.
Andy, talk about your background a bit. What got you interested in this process, which connects you to the invention of new things, new products?
Sure. I grew up listening to my grandfather tell war stories about when he was in World War II and he used to fix airplanes. He fixed P-51s back in England. And I don't know, my family has always had sort of an admiration of people who could take care of technical tasks around the house, you know, just fixing a garage door or the dishwasher when it broke.
So you were the motorheads in the neighborhood, huh?
Right, right. So I don't know, you know, as a kid, grew up building models of things, and it was just something that, I don't know, I just was born with an interest in. And so I went to school, engineering. I worked on...
went to Purdue University, got your degree in engineering.
Yep. Purdue as an undergrad, went into the Air Force, went through ROTC at Purdue, went into the Air Force after that, and fixed airplanes in the Air Force. And I guess what was interesting, you know, coming to work at Snap-on, I mean, I'd seen my troops working and struggling sometimes and, you know, trying to make helicopters and C-130s fly. And, you know, it just seemed like, my gosh, you know, I've got this sort of technical know-how and I've got a little bit of experience. So, you know, working on tools to help make these guys' lives easier, guys who I really admire because, you know, they're the people who make things go, you know? And it's really just a great job to be able to do this kind of stuff. And I don't know, that's kind of where it came from.
So Andy, when you get this prototype that has been created or envisioned by Naira and her fellow researchers at the university, what happens back at Snap-on in order to take this wonderful idea make it a viable product, something that that those Snap-on trucks can deliver
right.
down the road?
Right. Well, what we do is there's some technical files that Naira hands off to us that, you know, that she started with. So with it comes information about exactly where is the benefit to the individual, how much shoulder strain is it reduce. Then we need to prepare manufacturing to be able to make this. This, what we have here is a prototype. We bought some time on a machine, you know, and made the prototype. But when it comes to making hundreds or perhaps maybe hopefully thousands of these things in a year, we want to make sure that it fits within the manufacturing process so that we can make it economically and make it affordable for the folks doing the work so that they can participate in the savings and the benefit that this wrench delivers.
How long does it take from the point where you go ahead and begin to say, yeah, we think this thing has potential? How long does it take to actually run it through the design and the production line to get it in a salesman's hands?
What we try to do is we try to do a lot of planning up front. So you spend a lot of the time planning and understanding exactly the manufacturing flow and the manufacturing process. How do you make the heads and how do you make the handle? And do you make the handle out of two parts or one part? And, you know, just a lot of sort of design decisions and how you put the thing together practically in a manufacturing process. So we spend a lot of time thinking through that. From the start to the finish, you know, Naira brought this to us, you know, a few months ago. We really began this project in earnest, and we're hoping to have it commercialized sometime in later 2014.
Yeah, and the really nice thing here is that there are winners on both sides, both the university and Snap-on. You end up at Snap-on with a product that can, you know, employ people who are going to be making it and create a profit.
Absolutely. And hopefully, you know, three folks benefit, the university, Snap-on, and, of course, the user of the wrench. That's really what we're trying to get to.
Naira, as we wrap up today's program, just a couple of thoughts from you in terms of what's next. You've got this wonderful wrench that you've now handed off to Snap-on, and they're going to move towards the production process. What other ideas do you and your colleagues have in the laboratory that might be coming down the line?
Well, the ideas come, we come up with ideas every day. In fact, a couple weekends ago, I was walking with my dog, and I saw utility workers working on another task, and, you know, I stopped and started watching it, and it gave me an idea for how to make that task much easier, and I came back home and actually did this drawing. And later we discussed it with my team, and there we go. We have another project lined up, and so on. I mean, as long as I keep walking and looking around, and, you know, the ideas will be coming up.
That's fabulous, though, that whole creative process that you look at the world and see whether or not things can be done differently or better, as opposed to just assuming, well, that's the way that it is.
That's right. I wish I could help everywhere, but, you know, sometimes ideas can be very simple. It's like Eureka, and other times you need to sit and scratch your head and do a lot of experiments to come up with something clever.
And Andy, Snap-on, would you be looking for the possibility of more partnerships with UWM and Naira and her team?
Yes. You know, the work that Naira and her team are doing is really kind of a natural extension of what Snap-on does. It's laying eyes on the work that's being done with our vans and with our direct salespeople. We're observing work being done in place, and they're bringing ideas back to us, just like Naira picks up as she's walking around her neighborhood or her students think of. So what she's doing is really a natural extension of what Snap-on is all about. So.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm so impressed with both of you, because you certainly have this marvelous skill, both of you, in terms of thinking about how to get things done and doing it in a different or better fashion. And the fact that not only can you make tools, but you know how to use them is really impressive for someone like me who isn't always as handy as I would like to be. So you've become an inspiration here today. Thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you both continued success. Naira, in your laboratory, as you look for inventing those new products, and Andy, taking those new products to market. Best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and have a safe 2014.
You got it. Very, very good advice from someone who's designing products to make us safer. Naira Campbell Kriegan, UWM's Associate Professor and Chair of the Industrial Manufacturing and Engineering Department, and Andy Lobo, Director of Product Management and Development at Snap-on Industrial, our guest on this edition of UWM Today. Well, that's all for this week's program. We look forward to being with you throughout 2014 as we talk about the marvelous ideas that come out of the university and the great partnerships with industries and businesses here in Wisconsin. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week at the same time. I'm Tom Lujack.
You have been listening to UWM Today, the weekly program where you meet faculty, staff, and students at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee who help make a difference in the lives of people in southeastern Wisconsin through their teaching, research, and community service. To learn more about UWM, go online to uwm.edu.